his massacre. He lay dead at 5:53 a.m., according to this tweet from Orlando Police. Pulse shooting. The shooter inside the club is dead. Hours later, I was proved right. It was a Muslim name, Omar Mateen, a probable self-hating gay Muslim who some claimed had a profile on Grindr, a gay hookup app. Heavily armed, he had walked into Pulse at 2:02 a.m. After 3 hours of absolute annihilation, 49 lay dead, and 53 were seriously wounded. I remember thinking to myself that we Muslims in the West bore some responsibility. Our time for victimhood, as far as I was concerned, was over. More Islamophobia post-Orlando? And why not? Butchery in the name of Islam has been carried out almost every single day in the years following 9/11. History will forever mark our times as a period of a violent Islam. My pledge of allegiance was just a year old, and America's rightward spiral was well underway. This fascist American summer was a mere foretaste. Trump had built a coalition for whom a Muslim registry, for example, was just one of many hateful battle cries. There will be scores of new Mateens, I said to the printed press that called, and I said no to cable producers. I just did not know how to make a case in pithy soundbites. Using an ugly-faced kimoji, oversized blue teardrop falling from exaggerated false eyelashes, I texted Adham, my friend in Saudi Arabia. Trump will win, and now it will be years of Muslim psychos saying they killed for ISIS. Sitting in his Jeddah home, he too replied with a sad face emoji. To my husband that morning, I said, Muslim, check. Daesh, check. This is a war that'll never end. They can all invoke the Quran for violent jihad, and they do, and they always will. But don't you espouse reading the Quran in context? Isn't that hypocritical? Keith asked. He had lived through years of my making a very public case against Islamophobia, using the Quran as my primary tool. I had always been a Quran defender. Had I changed so much, I wondered. Not even nearly, I replied. The Quran is an almost schizophrenic text. What on earth is that supposed to mean? He asked. I told him about how the book that took 23 years to reveal was not revealed sequentially, and to some could even seem discombobulated. I told him how its surahs or chapters were seen as either Meccan, revealed in Mecca, or Medinan, revealed in Medina. The latter, some say, were more violent because the Medinan Muhammad had tasted war. Pre-migration, the Meccan Muhammad had been a haunted and broken man, a pacifist, and thus the nature of those revelations. It's almost as if there are two different Qurans all mixed up, I said. And I would even dare to add that it's almost as if there are two different Muhammads in the Quran.